For more than 100 years, people have walked along the canal trails in Cache Valley, and community members continue to use dozens of dirt trails for jogging and biking. Now, elected officials are discussing how best to preserve these trails for future generations.
That's the idea about, you know, local government and things like this, is that we're all here to have a conversation and, you know, discuss our differences.
That's Cache County Trails planner Dayton Kreitz. Cache County community leaders held an open house to discuss 8 miles of canal trails between Logan and Smithfield.
I'm going to have my work cut out for me in going through all this feedback and trying to really categorize it of people that live adjacent to the canal, how they feel about their segments.
Maps showing the canal trails and the proposed changes were displayed on tables at the event. Nearly 200 guests moved around the room, marking the maps with stickers and filling out feedback cards. Hyde Park resident Jill Blotter walks her dog every morning along trails in Hyde Park.
I just would love it if they'd open the canals and let us walk where it's safe and we don't have to worry about getting hit by a car.
Huge reason for having these canal trails as far as looping into neighborhoods, connecting communities, and just making neighborhoods more viable for recreation and exercise.
The open house answered many questions for North Logan resident Barbara Middleton.
They covered a lot of different topics, which was really helpful because some of us are just wanting to have the trails open for recreation, but hadn't really thought about all the surfacing, what the gates could look like to keep motorized vehicles off, and then also the liability.
These are legitimate concerns for landowners who own parts of the canal trails. One landowner I spoke with owns a part of the Hyde Park Canal Trail. He sees people trespassing on his property, and in the past, trespassers have let out his livestock, entered his barn, and even tried to bury a time capsule under a willow tree in his yard. His biggest concern is liability, if someone is injured on the part of the canal trail he owns. Another Hyde Park property owner has land on both sides of a piped canal. He worries about privacy issues if the trails become public. Kreitz and other Cache County leaders are holding a second open house on April 12th at the Greenville Elementary School in North Logan.
And that'll help us make, I think, a good informed decision about how we can, you know, hopefully work towards trails that connect our communities for the good of everybody and that are also not impediments on people who have land right up on them.
For more information about the meetings, visit upr.org. And with Utah Public Radio News, I'm Ashley Stilson.